memory.
I'd like to try to fit his Zoveya. In Halacha Beis, on page Yud Gimel, on my Aleph, Yirali Shapilo Lochipa Zera Biofo, Miyacha Shinichu Bataka Makmaroi Shetitzmach, Chayev Miyad. That's no Chidish. That's no different than Bishul, Atiyo, where you did a Meisen, but nothing happened yet. Yet you Chayev Miyad. Vavilo Chozar Volokton, Kodesh and Samchu, but then if he did something to prevent the accomplishment, to prevent the Melechas Machshevas, for example, taking the bread out of the oven before it forms a crust, right? Or here, right? Taking the seeds up before they root, right? They are not to be equated. In the case of the bread, if you go ahead and prevent the accomplishment, that Gemara and Daftalid, that's the Tosfos that points out that we even give him a dispensation for allowing it to stay in there if he wanted to take it out, wanted to do tshuva. He didn't take it out only because the Rabbanon stopped him, so it's not his fault. But the case of Zaleya says, Loktan Koidim Shetzomchu is also Chayit. So that's the big question, why? Again, when we've been presenting it, it's a Machlokes with the Rashash, right? So if you jump to Tezvov, says, well, I'm on top of the page, he calls the Rashash. Shuv Yotzalo Chidusha Rashash, right? Risi Shekosav, Shem Lokto Azera, Koidem Shekolat, Potol Mephora. Umidamalo Lorode Pas Venatano Koidem Shetefe. Okay? That's what set up the intriguing Machlokes in definitions of melacha. Why for Zriya the accomplishment is not necessary? The act alone, the maisa melacha alone is mechayev, but the melechas tikkun, the melechas machshevas is not necessary, whereas in the case of Afiya it is. Lefum riator, superficially, you think the chashash has it right, of course. It's a very good comparison. Okay? I'll pick up now back on Daf Yudalit. Vafilu choza v'loptan. Simikotel ches. Risi lebar zeadin im yesh ledvoso lerode pas menatano terem shetefer. Can you compare zriyo with afiyo? The miptar kibishas shabbos of gubdala v'deid olo. There are three sugis really that impinge upon each other. Melocha, Shvius, Issa planting, and Chodosh. People picked up Chodosh? Yeah. No? Okay. Shvius will bring down. Let me share with you the Chodosh. Okay? And in two of you, we're doing the Egli Tal. Okay, and after that, say there are three sugis. I'm trying today to now both review and summarize and see if we put a period on this one. Where would it fit into Chodesh? Might as well, something you people should be familiar with, especially nowadays in the climate of I have a chumah you don't have, right? Which is the boast, right? That's now up and shit. I have a chumah you don't know about it. Right? So you got to remind me to bring that cap in from Tuvia. There's Moses from Tuvia has a cap that he sells, very popular. I have a chumah you never heard of. Okay. This is Reish HaGimel Beis. Yeredeya, Reish HaGimel Beis. Isur HaChodosh Noi Bein Boaz Bein Mechutz Lovetz. Bein Mishol Yisrael Bein Mishol Akum. Fine. That's why we have a problem here. And all the fruity bakeries have signed like Yosher. We sell Yosher. No Chodosh. Okay? I might have mentioned to you, or should mention to you, that really Chodosh is not a factor. Best of my ability to consult with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, almost all our wheat is more than a year old. The principle of first in, first out, our government subsidizes the wheat growers, and people grow far more wheat than we can use. It goes into silos, into storage, and the government pays for the storage. And therefore the wheat you get is not this wheat. Good management is you take out the older wheat first. So all our wheat is really Yoshen, with rare exception, and then if it is, there's some exceptions, then it's bottle behov. Don't worry about it. On two times, you have to work, two places, two grains you have to worry about there. And that is pasta, spaghetti products. That's made from a special wheat, Durham wheat, which isn't in surplus. Okay. So that has a, therefore you have to buy all your spaghetti right after Pesach for a whole year, right? And oatmeal. I mean, the Chodesh applies to the five grains. My custom is we buy 10 boxes of oatmeal soon after Pesach, right? And 25 pounds of pasta or all combined, and you leave it in there, and I have most likely the largest collection of 10-year-old pasta. But you know, if there's any special yichas in being yoshon, really yoshon, must be some special chumah. We've got to find why it's better to have a 10-year-old spaghetti more than a 1-year-old spaghetti. So Isur Chodesh Noi Boaz Ben Chutzlovitz. Then listen to this. Here's the key point. That's Reish Tzadik Gimel Sif Gimel Tvua Shelo Hishrisha Koidim L'Tezayin B'Nisan. I went ahead and I seeded my ground just before Pesach. Then the Makir of the Omer. So now O Chodesh is Muto. And now those seeds grow. The wheat I make from that grain that I planted before the Omer and was covered by the Ksiras Omer, by the Akovas Omer, is that wheat Yoshon or Noshon? Yoshon or Chodesh? That depends on the same halacha we're discussing. If the act of seeding is a finality, then this thing was seeded before Pesach. The Omer covered it. Therefore, whatever grows is Yoshon. But if you tell me that seeding is nothing until it roots, until it's Ishrish, then nothing has happened. It was kemunah b'kupsa. It was lying in your container. And it takes at least whatever number of days it takes to root, depending on the type of grain, right? But 3 days certainly. Then whatever grows is chodosh and can't be eaten until the following Omer is born. Are you with us? Listen carefully. I said, therefore, Tvur Sherlish Rishon Koidin Tezain Benisan Asura Achiyovo Omer Habor. Until the next Omer makes it mutter. Interesting Gemara, who knew already about storage, etc., where he says that already in his time, most of the tefuah is no longer chodosh. It's Yosh, he says here, he says, Stam tefuah shori lacha pesach, mikor svek sveike sofik u'mishona sho'ovo, v'imtim soloma u'mishona zu, maybe nishru sol koidem ha'omer, right? B'mini tefuah zorim Vaday l'acha Pesach, they proceeded after Pesach, kigon, the mixas medinos, where they zogon shibol l'shul, oatmeal, usorim, or barley, I'm sorry, see, good to remember, barley also. Barley is no storage, so you buy your barley also, you have to buy your barley right after Pesach, or soon after Pesach, where you can guarantee from the old crop. It's interesting in the, I don't know if you people have in your neighborhood the kosher stores, where supposedly everything in the store is kosher, on Dashkoch, etc. Interesting. That they didn't take care of Chodosh there, so we have a place called All Fresh, a frumi store in our neighborhood, very popular there, so I called the owner, and he had the mashgiach, the Rav Amachshev, call me back. Yeah, he didn't have any slightest idea what we're talking about. Yeah, I explained it to him, and now they guarantee that only the barley is also yosher, is from the previous year. There, the wheat flour was always yosher. Why they buy from a wholesaler? He puts the label Yoshan on it. That's not always adequate to make it into Yoshan, but as far as the sales go, it's fine. As long as you have the label on there, it's okay. Okay, so we have actually three Doraisa situations, right? Zriya for Shabbos, right? Zriya for Shviyas, and Yoshan, or Chodosh, Yisur Chodosh. So now pick up again in base. No, take it again. After what you people have to share, it's a nice, by the way, it's a nice, you have to say a piece of Torah, especially if it's Shemitah year, you have Shviyas. If it's close to Pesach, you can talk about Chodosh. Yeah. And it's a nice machlokes. You have the Eglei Tal and the Rosh Hash. You have the three halachas of Shabbos, Shviyas, and Chodosh. And the svaros that separate the three. Why are they different? So far we know that Hashrosha, right, is needed. The Gabe Chodosh, it should be classified as the previous year only if it rooted, right? And the Gabe Shviyas, you see, only if it rooted. The Gabe Shabbos, not. So that's it. According to Rosh Hash, all three are the same. all depend on Ashkosha. But Egg Vital now differentiates Shabbos from others. I have to understand why. So I want you to understand the raya there from Klayim. I'm sorry. I haven't been saying it correctly. All right. There's a fourth halacha that we're up to. Of course, the Indian of Klayim. There's a fourth halacha where we have to question what is called Zriya. Right? And that's when you went ahead and you scattered wheat seeds in your vineyard, by Kloy Akerem, Pentugdash Hamaleo Asazera Shatizra, right? That will make the Kerem all also Bano, not only also to do, also Basia, the consequent also Bano. That again, I should just check with you, you have it clear in your mind. Not every Klayim ends up with an Isu Hano or even Isu Achila. Most Klayim is only Isu Maase, the act is also, the consequence of Mutter. You mustn't cross a horse and a donkey. A mule, you can buy, sell, mule is kosher. Okay? Likewise, some of our fruits are Hatmamukov, some of the fruits are cross-pollinated, etc. It doesn't concern us as to the Maise, who, as long as I didn't do the Maise, I'm not involved in the Isu at all. I can benefit from the consequences. So he brings a raya from a mechiltin. Right. First peg in Mishnah's Klayim. Hatomein lefes and tzronos. These are root vegetables. Right. And tomein means, as I told you, you put it in the ground basically to find a lower temperature so that it will be preserved better. What if you do it tachas hagefen? In mixas all in megulin. If it isn't completely covered by earth, but the top of what you, the radish, the lefes is exposed. Ein achosim shum klayim. No lo mishum shviyas. No mishum shabbos. Vinitolin b'shabbos. Why? It's not called planted. If it isn't called Nizra, it's not called planted, and all three, right? And we could add to it now Chodosh, right? And Chodosh likewise, it wouldn't be called planted, so it wouldn't be Niftal with the Omer that the fellow brings. You have to wait for the next year's Omer. Inyan Shviyas, Hainulin is Zriya b'Shviyas, right? When he says Shviyas, he means the Isu of planting on Shviyas. So what's the business if it's the top is exposed? Right? Because through Rashi v'Tosfos, the Nokat Olam Megulin, that's only an Inyan Netila b'Shabbos. That I can even remove it on Shabbos. It's not Nizra. I can uproot it on Shabbos. It's not called uprooting. But as far as that's for, only for Shabbos, but as far as Klayim and Shviyas, even if it's completely covered, it wouldn't be called Netil, wouldn't be called Zriya. Why? Okay. Good. I told you the interest is only to keep it cool, the root cellar. There's a big chidush, right? Yeah. It's not called opsik resha because my act didn't have to lead to hashkosh. I could take it out. My act is not inevitable, right? There has to be a passage of time before any problem. And since my kavona wasn't for zriya, then it's like a misasek. It's without his kavana, therefore he's not responsible for the consequences. You with us? Hine, now comes. In noma the chiyuv zriya hu afilo okro natural hishrish, the choshu zriya takeif, kivin sheroi li godel, ki ma bekashu nizkan lezrola, hop sigrei shehu. Not true. That's not a proper objection. He doesn't need it for what he wants to prove, but I don't think you have to accept that as a proper statement. Why? That's not what psikration means. Psikration means my act might inevitably cause something. There's no way other than that the chicken will die when I cut off his head. Here, you can't say that my act of Zriya is an inevitable act. Why? It takes 3 days, or according to some of the Achronim, they say 3 weeks, 4 weeks before any Hashrosha, any really occurs. So I don't think he's right by objecting to it as Sikresha. Elevadai lechosha Zriya elev Hashrosha. That's true. We get it. The first ches, the last paragraph on the first column. The kivin shor eskavon ka afil hitshu the psov muta shor yefshu shor tishos. I don't understand here. It's hard to justify what he says. He says himself yefshu shor tishos. Then how do you call it psikration? So it's not relevant to what he wants to prove. But that comment doesn't seem to hold water. It's Atata the Sasra, it is self-contradictory to make those two statements. So we realize that Efshet Shol Tashrish and then call it Psikration. Then comes his big Chiddush. Ulam Yesh L'Chalek Be'Zriya D'Shviyas L'Zriya D'Shabbos.
I think at first he was talking about if you're going on the side that Zriya needs no Hashrasha.
The what?
I think he says it's a psikresha if you're holding with the Shita, like the Rashash, that Zriya needs no Hashrasha. That you can't take it out, because once it goes in the ground, it's automatic.
No.
The planting doesn't need it. And you could take it out, but it won't help you, because you already were chayav. You don't need Hashrasha. So that's psikresha.
Even if you take it out, right? It is also because if the mice is also, it's also not because of secretion. You tell me the mice is Zriya is also fine, but he's not saying that. It's a since what? Why is it called? He calls it secretion, right? Why? Mabakash is kavnas ho hob secretion who? Why?
That's going in Nemar dechiv Zriya. Who I feel the ikron actually hishrus. So that's if you're going to go that the chiyuv zriya is even when you give no hashrasha. That's just putting it in the ground, you're chayev. So then every time you put it in the ground, you're chayev. There's a segregation.
Offended that way. What he's saying is, if you hold that that zriya doesn't need hashrasha, then it's irrelevant what his kavona was. Right. Yeah. If it's only that differentiate is the kavona, because he said if non niskavin lekach, but that's only to with hashrosha they meant non niskavin lekach. Anyway, good. Ulam yesh lechale ben zriya l'shvi'a l'zriya l'shabbos. This is brand de novo. Is what they call a real chiddush, because what he's doing is he's interpreting a posuk. The way he likes the pasuk, you don't find it any place in Shas. He sees it in the pasuk of the Torah, so it's sort of unnecessary for anyone to talk about it. It's self-explanatory. Why? The bishvis echsir b'shof sa'or shabbos Hashem lo mechay vele beklitas hakarka. I need the earth to be involved, because the focus on shvis is on the earth lying fallow. meaning you cannot put the earth to your use on Shvius. And as long as it hasn't rooted, then you're not using the earth. Lo mechayev ele beklitas hakarka kidiyisir inyan omer vinyan hashrosho mishum nesir v'ashe tizra basode. By omer, likewise, you need it to be rooted before for the previous year because of the words tizra basode. Right? Vachanami kiv nesir sodcho lo sizra lo mechayev v'ashe iklot. Avol b'shabbos, it has nothing to do with the earth. It has to do with the man. Shabbos is man-centered. Shviyis is earth-centered. Avol b'shabbos yesh lomar dechayiv tekiy b'shazriya. Why? My timer b'shviyis also in zora b'era shviyis rak shekoli b'shviyis. Or like the example I gave you from Chodosh, right? By trees, it says, if I put the seeds in the ground on the sixth year, I'm not doing anything on the seventh year. Then what grows on the seventh year by itself, that is considered sefichim, and it's mutav. You're allowed to use it. You can't make schorah with it there. But here he says, if it didn't root on the sixth year, then it's rooting on the seventh year is a real violation that you, we know from the Mishnah, that when you plant somoch l'shvius, so that within the month before shvius, we assel everything that comes out of there as if it was planted b'shvius. Now comes a new issue. We'll have the Gemara soon. There's a prior step to planting. Not commercial farmers don't do it. But if your mother were going to plant something at home, she will decide first to soak the seed. If you wanted to grow an avocado plant, which is easy to grow, it makes a nice plant, it makes a nice big avocado pit, right? You put it in water, let it be there for a week or two until it shows signs of sprouting, then you transfer it to a flower pot. What is that first stage of soaking in water? Is that an act of zri also? Okay. Yesh lo hayav. Hodikos v'rambam. The Yuva Mr. Shelfanena will soon make reference to what he says. Hashore chitin usorim b'mayim. Chayim mishum zoreya. Provide you with some biological fact. Pishtun is flax seed. Any people know what a product on the market, Metamucil. I cite it for the name. Mucilaginous. What is mucilin? Sticky, gooey, right? If you put flaxseed in water, you end up with a goo, with a paste. People take it for digestive purposes. Sold on the market, Metamucil. Metamucil is nothing more than ground up flaxseed. So it says, if you put flaxseed in water, in chayev. Upor ilim shum dekadeach. It's because what? It's part of the process of preparing it for planting. Afil chitin soranami. Why do you specify on pishtin? It should be kolzera. Umushanem shum deovid lisha. No. There the isur is because you're making a dough. You're making a goo. You take a solid and make of it a paste. That's the isur lisha. We'll get into Gemara soon. Isalisha, I think when we went through the Tzvos Yisrael, I mentioned it quickly in passing. Can you make baby cereal on Shabbos? Baby cereal is all pre-cooked. You have to add hot water or hot milk, right? And then you end up with oatmeal or whatever, wheatina, whatever grain you're using. And it forms a dough, it forms a mass, right? That's shyly, is it because this was pre-cooked, in terms of muto or not, right? Is it miyad, briyad, right? Is that advantage, so on, okay? Vutemua. Tilechurim, a purush lehepach. In the text, you don't introduce the leisha problem at all. They talk about zriya. So chlomam da ramam pirish ele mishum da leisha chayev tekev. Hashayke bechitin sorer chayev dafke b'shriyas mamaru b'atshiyas mechu. No, really, both are the same. If you're talking about the isul zriya, no matter what the grain is, same thing. But wheat grain. One of the interesting shailas in Pesach. Arbo Shetovo Beyam, a boat with wheat sank, and they picked up the bags of wheat. Can they use it for Pesach? The Gemara says, if it's a hard wheat that takes a long time before the seed coat breaks open, then they didn't become chametz yet. As he says, pishtin is instantly, because pishtin has that absorptive ability, right? It has that mucilage itself that sucks up the water right away, whereas by chitin sorin, it takes a long time. So therefore, that's the only chili. Both the same, right? It's just that chitin get done faster. The shuv matzosi came long enough once. E amrit bezoreya chayev teker b'shazriya ki b'sheroy l'smoch im kein b'shriya nami neymi chayev teker ki b'sheroy l'ashosam yisbuchu. Guess the kashan himself. If you look upon putting in water as the first stage of planting, then why did I say put seeds in the ground instantly, you're chayev. Put seeds in water, all right, pishton is chayev right away because of leisha. But the others said it takes a while. Why it takes a while? Why do you have to wait until the seeds break open? You said the maisa zriya occurs right away. Im kein b'shriya nami neim chayev tekev, im shol ha'shol sub yismuchu. Umiyu, yeshlomar, the davke bezoreya the daitel ashoson, ma sheenken bishora chitin osoron she daitel otzien am kein ene omed esmorach. Ubemes bishora chit sor maim kdeishis mechul chay teke bishoshora. Comes up next conclusion. Just ene chanami. Put seeds in water, you chay right away on Shabbos. But depends why you're putting seeds in water. Putting seeds in water because you want to make a cholent. That's one issue. then the act of putting in water is an act of bishul, preparatory to bishul, not preparatory to zriya. Therefore, when it says there that chitin is olin, you're putting water is nothing, he says that's because there's no intention. Farmers don't put seeds in water and then scatter them. They count on the rain to take care of everything. Therefore, the act of scattering the seeds on the ground, that's a ma'aseh zriya. But putting the seeds in water, that indicates that I don't intend to plant them. I intend what then? Soon to take them out and cook them. Therefore, it's not called zriya. So they have the same ma'aseh, exact same act. Seeds, water, put in water, right? But my kavana, in one case, was to make cholt. In the other case, is to plant it in a flower pot, right? We put in a flower pot as an isur the raisa, chayev miyad. You intended to use it for food, not good. Also an interesting example where kavona modifies the act itself. The act, right, is modified by the kavona. The same act looks exactly the same thing. The physical, the muscles involved are the same muscles, right? But the brain that's involved is different, right? Therefore, it's a different ma'aseh. That's fine. That fits nicely with the general concept, right, of misasek, ones, etc., where it's the involvement of the mental decision of the intent, right, that defines what the act is. Okay, look, Dalit. Look how his the Egli Tal's mind runs. Ukamo Kane, Yeshloma, or the Kosav Sefer Yireim, which we'll talk about later. He says, "You were Mitzvah Shem Kanenu." I want to feed my chickens on Shabbos. Can I scatter seed on the ground? You just told me scattering seed on the ground is a isa malocha, is a chayiv chatas. So I can't feed chickens on the ground. I got to give them some other kind of food for Shabbos.
I'll put them on a plate.
Huh?
I'll put it on a plate for them.
Yeah. We'll put them in the aisle, feed it, hand feed them, right? Which by the way, is his own halachas. Yeah, what? Where's the shayla about hand feeding? You remember? Should have come across it. Very nice sugya. The Tzar Balachayim. What is it? The what? Force feeding of geese.
Quagra.
Which was once a big Jewish business. Right? The purpose of force feeding geese, you put a funnel down their throat and pour in far more food than they could possibly eat on their own. That causes fatty degeneration of the liver. And fatty degeneration of liver leads to pâté froid, which the French love to eat. And that's the pâté gras, pâté froid, pâté gras.
Foie gras.
Foie gras. Foie gras, but yeah. Where some of the Achronim want to assert it because of Tzar Bal Chayim. It was once a very big, especially in Hungary, it was a big business. There was a Jewish business. Fattening geese to provide the French with their high cholesterol food that they're addicted to. So therefore he says, when you want to feed the chickens, you can't put down more than 2 days worth of seed. The after chivs of a chol tekef. Good. That affirms this position he took with Gabi putting in water, my intent was not to make it grow. My intent is what? To feed the chickens? Yeah, or my intent over there was to cook the seed? No problem. But I said, Ulam, if he's there, neither. What if you told me I have to put down only amount of food they can eat in 2 days? Because in 3 days it'll start to root. The main of bowl sheochlo atanagolim, after efsheyoch atanagolim, ready lo have a speculation in smicha. So why do I have to be sure I don't put on so much food except the amount they can eat in 2 days? What if I put a little bit more food down? It's not my intent. I'm not planting the field here. I'm feeding my chickens. So there's no kavanah for tzmicha, like there's no kavanah when you put it in the water, it should grow. So why are you so careful? Say the halacha is you must be careful. It shouldn't be so much food that it'll last more than 2 days. After 2 days, it'll start rooting. It'll start lahashrish. You come up even after she is machosh zreya, have a situation in zreya biyoso, right? So let's see, that's interesting now in what? In Sikresha? Or in questioning his intent? Why did you put so much food down? Maybe you also meant somebody to root, so it makes a kind of a suffix on your actions. But you certainly can't call that Sikresha anyway. Ubishuchnoch me'arav, right? That's the Balatanya, right? He says this. Yeah, I obviously you do something crazy. You put out so much seed that clearly it shows your intent that you want to seed your lawn at the same time, right? Same seeds that the Tanagolim will eat is the same seeds that'll give you a nice lawn, right? Then of course I question your motivation. But the Shulchan Rav says to say I must be sure to put in just so much it shouldn't be more than 2 days. He never chuyim to do that, right? Shematra afila boven zeh. Nevertheless, the point he wanted to make from this whole discussion was umuchach luchur ein Yisrael b'smicha mamish. But you see from here, right, that you need smicha. No. So look how what is he playing? One swallow against the other. I told you that you chayiv once you put the seed on the ground. So we made an exception. But if your intent is really not to grow, okay. Right? Nevertheless, you see that the factor that changes from het to tisr is the passage of 3 days. Only then you have a problem, tzmicha, right? But if you go ahead and you put an iso on the act of seeding, then the moment he put on the moment he put so much seed down that he can't, the chickens can't eat up in 2 days, he's already chayev. Yet the discussion indicates, right, it's only ela b'tzmicha mamish. You see, the emphasis is the time it takes for it to root. So he's putting the ball in his court again. So I got to defend my position that there is a isur on the maises zriya even before it's yitzmach, before it grows, before sheyashrish.
So let's say a person puts out feed for the chicken. They put out what they think is going to be enough for 2 days. They see that 2 days later there's some left over. So they go to pick it all up, so they should be chayav.
No shame.
And they leave, they miss one.
That obviously we're setting down the broad principle, right? And certainly if he sees that he miscalculated and the chickens went on a diet or something, and they
but now 3 months later Bishoga, he sees that the plant is growing.
Yeah, so
obviously
it was not into the only time you can tie to that is where he clearly put in so much seed that a rational individual would say he has another reason for doing that. They say the same seed, alfalfa seed and so on, which you you grow your lawn or rice seeds, they're used for growing not Kentucky bluegrass, but a nice quick growing cheap lawn that you can make there, and the same food is can be eaten by the birds. One of the reasons that the gardener puts down a layer of straw over the seed, there are two reasons for it. Number one, to keep the moisture in, it should grow better. Number two, the birds should come and eat it. You see, you seed your lawn, the first thing you see is a bunch of birds on your lawn, right, eating up the seed. All right.
Sure. Why he's so?
I'm sorry.
Why now is he suddenly? He's almost changing his position. I mean, before he kept on saying kavana kavana, and that's why it's not an isser. And then he suddenly switches. He says, oh, it's smicha.
Well, you got on the other side, sikdesha. Right? Kavana
okay.
is destroyed by sikdesha.
Okay.
Now let's put hey nice. You get a chance to get this done. Shuv Reisi. Let's get on to Zion today. But Shuv Reisi in Raya Klal Miatom in Lefes. Remember, he said, you see from there that I want to use the earth as a cellar to keep it cool, right? Therefore, it's not a Maisa Zriya, no Kavona for Zriya, right? Mavur Shom, Atam, Berash the Kivan the Lo Ishrishu and Rosa Vashosha loves Riyahi. So you can't ask, you said that once you make a Zriya, that Zriya is instantaneous, doesn't need Hashosha. But there you see it says because Lo Hashrish for Zriya, that's because the original Kavona wasn't for Zriya. Right? That's why he questioned whether maybe Sikration should remove that Heter of no kavona. Unshitas hahai, whole ksosa megula, since you see he didn't cover it, that just proves shein erosa b'ashrosha. It shows that he doesn't want it to plant. He didn't mean to plant it. If he planted it, he would have buried the whole thing on the ground. Therefore, lazrihu, afilu hishrichu not, because einem is kaver lakach. Unshitas dusheran, he has another tenets. Hold the Toman Aguda ain't a rosa bashosha, loves Riya, feel his rishon. What's Toman Aguda? Very nice. I have a bunch of little radishes. If I wanted to plant the radishes, I'm not going to plant a bunch in the ground. I'll take the radishes apart, one. The fact that he put a whole bunch of together in the ground means he meant it for a root cellar, meant it to keep it cool. Didn't mean it for shosha. As he mean Aguda, he put a bundle in, right? Okay. Vein heter mishum dovah shein miskaven, right? The heter isn't because it's not miskaven. That's not enough. But according to Rav Hai, the heter is because clearly he did a maaseh, which is clearly not a maaseh zriya. No one puts in four radishes in one bundle into the ground. Vein ahetem shidol shem iskam, dem kein ha-ya ha-pelos nitfosem mikdush ha-shviyas, right? Im ikom mokom zrihu, loma yigra misvichi la-smucha me-eleyen. Nice kashi.
Loma yigra, what is that?
Huh? Why is it less than? Loma yigora misvichi la-smucha me-eleyen. What's the case? A farmer harvests the field at the end of the sixth year. Everybody knows that seeds fall to the ground. When you harvest the field, those seeds will grow a mishrius. That's called svichim, right? So why, when it falls by the ground accidentally, and no kavana whatsoever to plant, you say, but it grew on the seventh year, Therefore, it has a kedusha shvius. So why this, when you suck into the ground, why it doesn't have a kedusha shvius? In other words, in both cases, there was no what? Intent to plant. Intent for zriya. So one case, no intent to zriya, then not called zriya. So therefore, even if you take root, on shvius is mutal. And over here, when a fellow goes ahead and harvests his field, and grains fall accidentally, those grains are called svichim, and svichim that grow have kedusha shvius. Kedusha shvius, you can't sell it, it's a schorah, right? It's hefka, people can come and eat without asking your permission, etc. The old mevul b'Yerushalmi, the Rabbi Yochanan, hatolish mehem b'Shabbos potu. If you have this root vegetable, beet in the ground, and the all in megulin, and the leaves are above ground, I want to go ahead and use it on Shabbos. I want to take one out on Shabbos and use it, a radish, right? All in sosa megula, and what's our shoshan, right? Hine mevuo deino rose bav shoshem mevata meno toa zriya. Ben raya klau meho da tome lefes. Therefore, there's no raya for the fact you say tome lefes, you see, because it's not covered, it's not called zriya. A raya to the rashash, right, position. He said, you see from here, it's not so. Why? It's because ain a rosa bashrosha. That's the reason. But if rosa bashrosha, he will be chayev right away. He wants to now answer. They shouldn't use that as a raya against him. Here's a raya against you that you see. Just putting into the ground doesn't mean anything. It requires hashrosha. No, not true. Why? Because there it's clear. Hold miksosa megula ain't a rosa bashrosha. That's the reason why. But if you rosa bashrosha, then the act of putting on the ground would be enough to make it also. Okay, mitzvah nama haraya minosan lefnei hatanagolim. Likewise, from there you want to make a raya. You see, just throwing on the ground is not called zriya, haraya from feeding the chickens. It only also when it's put in so much that it lasts for 3 days. That takes away the big kash on him. My statement was that even if it doesn't root, it's called zriya. Then you bring me raya, it all depends upon rooting. There's no. Start from the beginning. It depends upon why you put it on the ground. If there's no kavana for zriya, then indeed the only time you could possibly call it zriya is I put so much in, so I say, well, you had no kavana, but you put so much in, then psikresha somehow to grow. Then you'll be chayav for it. But if you don't put on so much that's clearly, it violates your statement, I didn't mean it, that's the way to understand psikresha. Easiest way I explained that to you when we read the verse is royal. Einam is coming, yeah, versus psikresha means you're a dirty liar. You're lying to me. I don't want to kill the chicken, I want to cut his head off. What kind of talk? Right? It's semantic. You're playing words. You're playing with words. Right? Here too, I don't want to, it's a root. Right? So what the heck do you put down 5 days' growth? Five days feeding, for what possible reason? Obviously, he didn't mean it. He didn't mean just to feed the chickens. He meant to. That's where psychiatry comes in. But if you go ahead, as you asked, I not only did I put it down, but then I came after 2 days and I cleaned up as much as I could, right? And I couldn't catch all the seed. That wouldn't be a psychiatry, right? That would be Eina Miskabe. He clearly showed that was not his intent.
Rebbe, when I said Lama yigara misfichin. So then, why is that's also eno mitkaven? So then,
okay, quite, he didn't answer that question. Let me okay. So here, and he doesn't really. Later on, he does get to it a little bit, but it's simple. Svichin are also, because that's the natural growth process. In other words, when I plant seeds on the beginning of the sixth year, right, I know very well that some of those seeds are going to grow on the seventh year. Which seeds will grow? My seeds will produce a plant, the plant will produce seeds, and those seeds I'll harvest, and some of those seeds will fall on the ground. That's the normal agricultural expectation. Therefore, it's looked upon as a maaseh zriah. Okay, that's a simple way to understand. Okay.
But the person is not chayav because they didn't have intent, because it's they meant to plant and harvest in the sixth year, right?
Yes. None of it's chayav. A farmer who's planting wheat knows